Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
In this gorgeous, fast-paced January 2015. You know, I have to say 2015 slowly, Sri, because I'm one of those people that'll still say 2014.
Yep. It's 2015.
Right. Well, you know, I guess thank God we're moving out of a society that uses checks, or I'd probably be ruining a whole bunch. Remember that when you used to, at the beginning of the year, you'd write the wrong year on the checks?
Always.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's funny that we have these external numbers that refer to our calendar.
And our lives.
I think we should just all have the calendar ought to be zero, ought to be the day you were born.
Ooh, so, and start going from there.
Yeah. So what year is it? Well, it's 4 and 4.
Well, you know, that's one way to do it. And today, you know, as we are talking about this fast-paced January, it is extraordinary to me that here we are virtually mid-month already. And, you know, let's talk about what's happening in this mid-month as far as our solar plexus experience, harmony, balance, all of the things that are happening. Because today we are going to discern, and remember, guys, it's discernment that really rules the journey. Spiritualized ego versus spiritual tenacity. And why does it really matter? These are important knowings. These are important sharings. And that's why we're going to be diving into that right now.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, no, that's ego, or I don't want to live from my ego. And yet,
they're living from their ego.
when it comes to spiritual matters or other matters,
for sure.
They seem to have very strong opinions about what's right and what's wrong.
Well, that's even in and of itself, the opinion is part of the process.
The opinion is a sure sign that there's an ego involved.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with having perspectives. Don't get me wrong. But what we're going to do is explore the difference between soul-based living and ego-based living, between spiritual tenacity and spiritualized ego.
And you know, Sri, I've got to remind everybody, we're live right now. If you want to get a mini soul reading or jump into this conversation, feel free to give us a call and just pick up that phone, dial that 888 number and get right in there. And remember that we are in a moment of living, I mean, really living with our solar plexus energy. And, you know, that's, I think, a very powerful piece, especially given that, remember, we're going to be getting into this retrograde by next week, the 21st. That retrograde comes in pretty powerfully, and the shadow of that retrograde is going to show up right around the 18th of this month. So lots to do and lots to pay attention to. And I love, Sri, how you were talking about the ego, because when we're looking at a third chakra month, right, this entire month moving into February, which is going to blossom with a retrograde energy as we move up into our throat energy, it's really quite powerful to talk about the energy of this third chakra.
Absolutely. And just to give you all a little review, the chakra energies are being played out in the outer world as well as in your inner experience. And remember that base chakra is about being safe in the world. It's the earth energy, which is foundational. And remember, all of these energies have a kind of an expanded or ascended side, and then they have a lower or fear-based side.
Right.
So when it comes to the base chakra in the human system, are you living a life in based on fear, or do you feel abundant and safe in the world?
Right.
Those are kind of the two sides of that coin.
Well, and you know, I love that because it brings us to, of course, we've been talking about the chakra Vastu energies and about how we've been in the middle of this five-month opening. And while 2015 initiated a seven-year portal, and this is why really understanding the discernment between spiritualized ego and spiritual tenacity is so important, is that over these next 7 years, you're going to be seeing these energies really become richer, deeper, more exploratory. And here we are in January, initiating this 7-year period with the energy of fire.
Well, yeah, and I really want to get to that because as we understand the first two,
yeah,
it makes a lot more sense what's going to happen on the third. So if your foundation is fear-based versus abundance-based,
right,
meaning good things flow.
Yeah, meaning I deserve everything because okay. I was born.
So then we go up to the next chakra, which is water.
Yummy.
And emotion. Uh-huh. So consider for the moment, what kind of emotional orientation are you going to have if your foundation is full of fear?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of suspicion and doubt and protection type energies. Not to say you wouldn't have love and laughter. However, there is an acceptance of fear-based beliefs.
Mm.
Okay. If your root chakra is not healed. However, if your root chakra is indeed in a stable format, then fear is the exception, not the dominant energy.
You know, I love where you're going, Sree.
And then we go up into the emotional body, and now that creative energy is creating things of productivity.
Well,
of
how
your
exciting.
Dreams, living your dreams,
yeah,
rather than coping.
I love that.
So let's move up to the third chakra where we are now in
Come
January.
On, guys. We're moving on up. Join
now,
us here.
Now, this chakra is about power, you know, and consider the different faces of power. There is empowerment and passionate action based in love and vision and creativity. That's empowerment. That's taking a stand and championing yourself, championing what you believe in and who you are. Or there's the power that is based in competition, fear of lack, domination, looking out for number one.
Well, you know, that sounds almost like Kali Yuga, doesn't it?
It does. And so these two faces of all these energies are always there providing a positive pole and a negative pole. And you know, in times past, we used to dance between them and say, okay, I'm getting better. You know, it's like I don't have as much of the negative. But what I'm wanting you to wrap around today is it's all based on the foundation.
Yeah.
If the foundation is in a wholesome place, then the upper chakras, beginning with number two, going all the way up to 5, 6, 7, the upper
and
chakras.
Beyond.
The upper chakras have a healthy foundation for living in the world. And so, beloved ones, you've got a little time here. It's January. It's the new year.
Woo!
What do you need to bring your attention to so that you feel safe in the world?
Well, and I want to just dive right in, Sree, because I love where you're going with this, and remind all of you that when we're in a month of fire, you have a choice to either let that be fire in the lower sense of the word, or to ignite that fire as the sacred flame of transmutation. And that's why this Mercury retrograde is so powerfully, beautifully placed right in the middle of this energy, and is going to swing us through to the next energy. A really quite extraordinary moment. And you know, Sree, speaking of extraordinary moments, I'm personally excited because in just 2 days, we're going to be starting our RRST class, our Rudraksha Ratna Science Therapy class. You know, we had closed registration. We've got a lot of people in this program, but hey, if you want to join us and you haven't done it yet, jump in.
There's room for more. This is a live teleclass, and you will be receiving a personal chakra evaluation, which will help you get conscious of where you might want a little support.
And to really understand the interweaving complexity of chakra vastu on a much larger level, much more than we've even been sharing over these past few months, intertwined with the beauty of the blue starborn Avesa energy and how all of this comes together to ignite the divine galactic blueprint of yourself, our world, our universe. I'm so excited, Sree, because it's such a perfect time.
Absolutely. And if we piqued your interest, we invite you to look further. Go head over to SreeandKira.com and you'll find a link on the homepage.
Or right here at SreeandKiraRadio.com, you'll
There's
see that button right there. Go ahead and click on it and join us. You know, $22. Come on, guys. This is really a world service. Sree and I gave this away virtually for as little as we could because this is about waking up humanity in a time of extraordinary ascension awareness. And you know, Sree, you want to talk about moving into spiritual tenacity. When we do things for ourselves, when we say, yes, I'm going to focus, yes, I'm going to do something, that's part of our spiritual tenacity.
Absolutely. And so as we had our little introduction about the chakra energies, you know, it's important to remind ourselves to surrender to our guidance and to our ascended heart.
Mm.
Because this is the one trick, so to speak, of finding out, are you living from soul-based energies or spiritualized ego.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritualized ego doesn't do a lot of surrendering.
It thinks it does.
It really likes to manage your life, to manage your affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have some lovely values. It might be a very wholesome, beautifully empowered ego, meaning it plays well with others and looks
as long as the others are approved of.
Well, within the circle
right.
of approved circles. And so an ego is not necessarily a bad thing. It's actually a divine dispensation. It's a coping mechanism for living in the world. And you consider for a moment, here you were in the ocean of oneness and you individuated and took birth. Wow.
Lucky you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this beautiful connected soul energy popped into an individual separated body. And that's kind of a shock to the system.
In many ways.
And so the design of this Earth School experience is you get to forget where you came from.
Yeah.
And so you just wake up one day and you go, oh, cold. Oh, hungry. Oh, you know. Oh,
flesh. Oh, body.
And so that's how the ego gets its start. It's there to protect you. It's there
yeah.
to help you with this worldly experience. And so it's important to understand that the ego is truly your friend, and over time, we need to learn to allow the ego to serve us and not rule us.
Well, you know, that's really what it's about. And I want to remind all of you, if you've not already familiarized yourself with something Sri and I have been teaching for many, many years, it's called the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. And so to give you a 1 minute summary of it, imagine that you drew a triangle on a piece of paper and you break it into four segments, right? So there's the foundation and then one, two, three. So there's four sections of this pyramid. Well, the bottom is what Sri was just talking about. That's your density consciousness. That's that, oh my God, I have a body and it's cold and I'm hungry and my ego needs stuff.
And we have to struggle and there's friction and the world is kind of competitive and generally nothing comes easy.
Right.
You know, that's friction. That's
right.
density.
And it's about me, right? It's a very me focus.
Yep.
And then what happens is that we swim through density consciousness, and a lot of beings come here truly to stay there their entire lives. And that's totally cool. However, for those of you that are listening to this show, most likely at some point in your life, you had an inkling that there was more, or you were aware of more. And you said, I'm ready to lift beyond the me experience. And that's what actually brings you into that second level, which is spiritual activism. And this is the level we're going to be talking a lot about today, because in spiritual activism, it's definitely a form of growth, because you move from a me to a more of a we.
Well, it's more of a principle-based life. When we move into spiritual activism, it's actually an improvement. Instead of being at odds with our society or our family or whoever your group is, we start to become inclusive. The individual I becomes a we. And in the sense of the we learn to give and take a little bit. We learn patience. We learn to play well with others. And that's where the ego gets spiritualized.
Exactly.
We set aside our immediate needs for the greater good.
And then as we live there, and we're going to come back to this in a moment, because all of these levels have layers. Imagine each level as like a three-layer cake, right? You enter the level, you swim in the level, and then you kind of go, oh, maybe there's more. Because when we lift up out of spiritual activism, that's where we discover ascension awareness. And remember, globally, for the first time, the entire energy of the planet has lifted into ascension awareness, which is why you're going to start seeing so many polarized opposites and energies coming forward, because just because the energy surrounding us has lifted us doesn't mean all the players have lifted with it.
Absolutely. You know, I like to say that this is a little bit like you're driving up a mountain and your ears are going to pop, but they don't pop.
And you're like, please pop.
And it's like, oh, this hurts.
Yeah, really?
And you're lifting and you either have to adjust, meaning get the ears to clear
right.
and balance, or go back down.
Right, because it's too painful. It's just too painful. That's such a great example. It's like, how many of you have ever been in the plane and go, just land already. I can't take it anymore.
And so it's a little bit like that on our journey of evolution and expansion, is that we find threshold moments where we're just a little uncomfortable or a lot uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we either need to pop through, and that's tenacity, by
yes.
the way. Keep on walking.
Keep and, on, keep it on.
And the part of you that's complaining, you smile and say, take a breath, relax. We're going to get through this, and the tenacity will carry you to your next plateau where you can rest.
Exactly. And the tenacity also is really training to be the witness, isn't it? Because in order to have the tenacity, we have to love and appreciate our journey and be aware of the fact that our journey is not our danger, it's our growth.
Well, your journey isn't your identity either.
Exactly.
You know, just because you
have spiritualized ego.
Uh-huh. Your experiences are nothing more than a collection of wisdom jewels.
Ooh, I like those jewels, baby.
And so wear your wisdom.
Okay,
your wisdom.
I love it. Can we make a crown out of those?
However,
that'd be cool.
How many of you have had a painful experience and
my hands up.
And you start defining yourself by it.
Right.
And you start everywhere you look, you know, you're looking for the same old perpetrator, the same old problem.
I
learned that there are people that steal, and now everybody's a liar.
And I don't trust anybody.
And the purpose of pain is to cultivate discernment, not to set barriers on the world. So these are just one of the many, many lessons we've all had. We all get bumped around. So just to summarize this before we move on a little bit, we all are born in density, which is very much me.
It's
the me.
Density
and
consciousness.
My needs and my pain and my desires.
And you can't avoid it. It's the choice you made to come to this planet. Everybody is born there.
And sometime, maybe in high school, maybe in college or beyond, we begin to move into more of the us-based living. And that's where we move into spiritual activism,
exactly.
Which can go a whole lifetime.
Yes.
Spiritual activism is a big, wide arena. Now, Kira mentioned ascension awareness, and I just want to qualify that for a moment. When we begin to recognize that activism is exclusive, meaning it brings a judgment, it gets more sophisticated, more refined, but there's a judgment that my religion's better than the other religion, or my beliefs are somehow better than the other person's or beliefs.
Well, very much my way or the highway. The only path to God would be my way, right?
You know,
That's
one level of understanding. Another level is to have a very narrow perspective where it's only just my generation or my lifetime versus looking at things through a more global perspective. When we begin to really relax judgment and really surrender into the embrace of the ocean of compassion, and we have those moments of deep peace and we start to smile at everything, even the perceived injuries start to have an irreverent tone to them. where they're just not as serious anymore. When you start having those kinds of experiences, you're at that threshold of ascension awareness.
Well, that's the beauty.
Where you're in the world, having your worldly experience,
but
you're not of the world, meaning you're not gripping it from a place of total identity.
Yeah.
There's this felt sense that there's more to this journey than these few years I call my life.
Well, you know, I want to jump into it because this is where we're talking about the layer cake, right? I mentioned earlier that every one of these levels has layers. And what's so fascinating is that we have just entered a 7-year period of being in the first layer on a global basis of ascension awareness. And anytime you're in that straddle zone, right, which is the top layer of the zone before or the entry layer of the new one, you're going to see a lot of struggle. You're going to see a lot of, you know, I'm getting used to my new shoes. You know, God, those shoes are gorgeous, but when I wear them a while, my feet are killing me. That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, and because the energy of ascension awareness is available doesn't mean everyone chooses to live in it.
Absolutely.
And this is why we kill our prophets, is it not?
Oh, well, no kidding.
When someone has a moment of illumination and some wonderful blessings to share, they're either greeted with open arms or they're ridiculed, ostracized.
Well, they're handed their cup of hemlock.
And exactly. And so that's kind of what I want to offer you as an image. We have the potential right now to move forward, to have even ever greater ascension experiences.
Yes, and we're going to be diving into that even more as we talk about discerning spiritualized ego versus, or I don't know that I want to say versus, let's just say alongside spiritual tenacity, because actually one leads to the other.
Absolutely. We learn the lessons of strength, fortitude, and discipline and application.
And discernment.
We learn all that stuff through the ego initially.
Absolutely.
You know, the soul and the ego are partners, but at some point, the ego says, this is as far as you're going to go. And the soul says, no, there's
soul
more.
Soul says, I'm in charge of the bus, baby.
So We're going to talk more about this and share some experiences and examples so that we can all benefit. But before we do, I notice people are standing by on the radio lines.
Well, we want to say hello.
We're going to do that. Let's head to line one and we'll say hi to Ellie from Brooklyn.
Well, namaste, Ellie. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, Kira and Sri. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's such a treasure to share with you today. How can we serve you, Angel?
Well, I really wanted to call to thank you guys for changing my life. I kind of awoken by myself, but you and many other teachers that I have with me have allowed me to be not only a better person for myself, but a better mother and a wife to my family. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, my angel. You know, whenever we have the take the time to come forward and acknowledge and say, you know, I'm a better wife, I'm a better mother, I feel like a better person, the universe steps in and says, now that you know, watch how much better it's going to get.
There's more to come.
I hope so. I hope so. We're all in for this crazy ride, so we better just brace forward, right?
Well, you know, the key is just to know so. And so I want you to remove the word hope and change it with no. I know so. Because the more that we say yes, you know, that's the magic. And in your energy field, that's the magic I see around you. It's about saying yes and just keep saying yes. You've got an incredible year ahead of you. You really do. And you're resonating with the number 10. And in ascended numerology, the number 10 is the one plus the infinite. And so what that means is that the one is you who has said yes, and the infinite are all the possibilities around you and the way that you want to express. So I just want to say thank you for calling and for enlightening our studios today and for everyone else who's listening, because you're a role model, whether you know it or not, and we love you dearly.
Thank you so much, Kira and Sri. I love you both. Namaste.
Namaste, Ellie.
Big hug to you and keep on going.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kira, I'm smiling. Our producer tells us that there's places in the United States that are very cold.
Yes, very yes,
cold.
Yeah.
And we have a caller from Portland, Maine, who is standing on a frozen pond.
Wow, I love it. So, I love it.
So let's see if we can say hi to Nick.
Namaste, Nick.
Hello, how are you?
How are you
can
doing?
Can you hear me?
How's your pond?
It's beautiful. I grew up here in Portland on the pond in the Evergreen Cemetery. I was calling today because I'll be 33 Friday the 13th of March. I just got back from a 2-month trip, my first trip out of Portland. My daughter's 10. My girlfriend Jess and I, we've been together since we locked eyes on August 14th, 2009, and have been on this ascension path together. So I was just calling to get a reading for the two of us. She was born September 6, 76.
Thank you so much for calling. First of all, I want you to feel Sri and I reaching out and just loving you. And I everything around you is about love and hugs. And the fact that you chose your incarnation and when your birthday is and the age that you're turning in March, everything around you, I'm covered in chills as I share this with you, because the two of you have these individuals that are very, very, I guess the word I want to say is positioned for ascension in a way that's very unique, yet together you are the two halves of the infinity symbol. And so it's the two of you coming together that really makes the whole thing hum. And I'm watching the two of you spin as a unified circle of infinite energy. And what's ahead for you right now is very much about I love that you called today, because it's about the balance of that energy moving forward and the way you express it in the world. And they're showing me the two of you holding hands, radiating hearts, not even words, just third eye to third eye while you're holding hands, staring at each other. And I'm watching these beautiful smiles ignite that say yes. And you both get the same clear message at the same time, and that this is the way for the two of you to move forward and to be making decisions. And that as the world keeps ascending, and especially starting in March, March is like a liftoff for you two. There's going to be an ever refining spiral energy around you that will keep taking you through the processes in a way that you've yet to experience. So the words I want to offer you is, No matter what you've done so far, look out, because it's going to get, it's going into hyperdrive right after your birthday. And the two of you together are getting ready to manifest more than you've already manifested in a way that's going to be fresh yet familiar. And I would offer you more, but all of your guides are looking at me saying, no, it's not my job. So go do that process and enjoy.
Yeah, it's funny you say holding hands, because I have the same tattoo on my left arm she has on her right arm. When we hold hands, we have a Atelier DNA spiral matching on our two arms.
I love it. Well, I love it. And so, yeah, you guys rock. So maximize
that
gift.
Thank you so much. We both needed reaffirmation. She was at work doing haircuts. She's going to listen to us when she gets home. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you, honey. You too. Namaste.
Many blessings. Well, it's just always fun to connect with people. We all get to share in the energy of it's like being on the other side of the disco ball, watching the refracted light. We're all part of the same journey, having individual experiences, and yet we can connect with them.
Indeed.
You know, we're going to go and have a little station break, and I want to say to the people that are online, we're going to be right back to you after the station break.
Hold on.
And if you want to call in, we have room for you in the queue. So, beloved listeners, take a breath. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
You know, we are. And I'm just enjoying the energy so much, because when we navigate the pyramid of spiritual awakening, when we allow ourselves to ignite the sacred flame of the energy of this moment, when we lift into the presence of our spiritual tenacity, miracles happen. And I'm still enthused, Sri, from the callers right before the break. You know, I'm feeling the entire planet has moved into that first level, that little strata of ascension awareness. And with it, so many more beings are saying yes. And when we say yes, and when we say yes without judgment, that's when we're activating our spiritual tenacity.
Absolutely. Tenacity is the willingness to walk into the darkness. It's the willingness to take a step, even though the outcome is not guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, there's different forms of tenacity, but I think the one that we all need to practice is that capacity, the leap of faith, they would call it. You know,
of my favorite movies of all time, by the way. If you've not seen it, Steve Martin, Deborah Winger, go rent it. Great movie. Oldie moldy.
There you go. And so this energy of moving forward, even though your worldly instincts say mm-hmm. not safe, uncertain, you know, danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, yeah.
That's one of the essential qualities of tenacity. The other is to be listening inwardly and upwardly. Let's
Ooh,
talk
yeah.
about that for a moment.
Okay.
Because we all get pulses from our heart from now and again. And sometimes those pulses are fairly worldly when
yeah.
we first start off on, you know, BFFs forever or whatever whatever emotional piece is driving us. And those are all good lessons and lovely experiences. However, when we begin to open our ascended heart, the quality of love takes on a peacefulness.
Yeah.
And that's the peace I want you to look for in your life, that sense of I accept things. I accept, I'm at peace with life or what I'm doing. Sure, I may want to improve or change. Sure, I may have goals. Sure, I haven't arrived at what I've really been yearning to do. And yet I have an energy of acceptance of the flow.
And you know, Sri, what I love about that is that what really that's saying is that I trust the divine. Mm-hmm. I trust the divine. And to not confuse this peace and trust with inactivity, because that's where a lot of times the spiritualized ego will come in and override our tenacity. Because I've heard so many people on the path go, well, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. Or, well, if this is supposed to be, something will happen. Well, yeah, the something that's going to happen is you making it happen.
Yeah. If you want to change the atmosphere, sometimes you got to get up and open the window.
Exactly. You know, it's a little stale inside. Bring in some fresh air. And it's such a powerful discernment.
And so that's really part of what we're here to learn. You know, if we had it all figured out, we'd be done.
And then how boring would life be?
You know, and so remember that the tenacity we're referring to has that quality of acceptance to it. Even when there's a little storm brewing, there's still a sense of acceptance. Not I deserve trouble. It's I accept that this is part of the journey and I shall continue walking.
And that removes the victim consciousness, which is really the me energy of density consciousness has a lot of victim energy in it. It has a lot of, you know, that triangle of victim, abuser, and rescuer. That's very, very popular.
Well, we talk about density consciousness because that word density does accurately describe the heaviness, the spirit in form. But I can offer you another phrase.
Let's hear it, Sri.
I would call it Velcro consciousness.
I love it. I love
where
it.
Everything
I'm sitting
sticks.
Here right now trying to imagine, you know, pulling apart some Velcro.
And you know how hard it is to pull away from unhealthy relationships.
Velcro consciousness. You're so cute.
Or unhealthy work environments or unhealthy families. Many people need to evolve out of their family of origin and claim a new family.
Without feeling guilt.
Absolutely.
Because you're bound by guilt. That's density. Guilt is a density energy.
So,
although it's in spiritual activism too. Excuse me.
Guilt, it's also in some of the world's big religions.
That's why I'm saying it's definitely in spiritual activism.
So let's have fun with our lives and remember it's we're on an expansionary process and we will evolve in a good way as long as we keep moving because spirit loves it when you keep active.
You know, it brings me back to our first caller, Ellie, because it's the energy of yes. You know, early on, Sri and I received some beautiful information from Archangel Zadkiel that was very clear that said, you're going to make decisions and then you're constantly going to have to keep recommitting. It's not like you make just one decision and say, okay, I'm going to do this and oh, it didn't work out, I give up. Well, that's density consciousness. It's about constantly saying yes and staying committed and focused because even if you think you're taking a few steps back, you're always going to be another step ahead as long as you keep saying yes. And that's one way to get out of those repetitive cycles and to move through the spiritual activism, which is where we spiritualize the ego. You know, the spiritualized ego is basically a density ego with better words.
Oh, absolutely. The spiritualized ego is actually a victor within the realm of density.
Yeah, well said.
Because you can play the game of density, but you can also transcend it enough to manipulate the game.
And to start believing your own spin.
Yeah.
But yet, if you look at the bigger picture, if you want to say, well, God, how do I know? How do I know? Well, number one, the word doubt. Okay. The word doubt does not exist when you're committed. When you're committed, you might have moments of, oh my goodness, but that doubt, you know, that nagging doubt that pulls you out of yourself.
Well, the doubt that causes you to stop
and
turn backwards or whatever.
Right.
That's saying, I really didn't learn the lessons of the earlier attainment. I didn't learn the lessons of density. I'm going to go back into density until I get finished with it.
Right.
And then I'm going to start again.
Yeah. And it's also saying I'm a victim. You know, I doubt myself. And this is one of the things that Archangel Zadkiel also talked about so beautifully. We have a whole list of how to recognize interference energy, which we're going to be creating a little movie, put it on YouTube, because when you can recognize the interference energies and how they're playing in your life, then you can really start seeing more objectively. You know, I always like to say it's like a wide angle lens, right? Go sit up on the mountaintop and look at the big picture, because when you're big picture looking at your life, all the little things that make you crazy become much less important and you see how important they are. They're part of the bigger, beautiful being that you are. And you can witness that from the, that higher level, from that level of ascension awareness.
And that higher level, that spiritual detachment, is an energy we cultivate. It takes spiritual practices.
Tenacity.
And being tenacious about doing the practices, getting out of your rut, so to speak. Sometimes
right.
we like our ruts, we don't know we're in them. You know, it's just we're stable.
Well, we're stable in the rut. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like throwing a gutter ball and going, man, I'm good at that.
I can, that ball is in a straight line.
Look at how straight that's going down the gutter. Absolutely.
And so one of the things I encourage each of you to do is to find the practices that support your surrender.
Yeah.
And there's lots of them. Certainly in our books, we have lots of spiritual practices and energies.
And you know, the one I just want to offer you right now, because it's easy, it's simple, it takes a moment, is the mantra of self-ascension. Anytime, and I can't even share with you all how many times over the past many, many, many years, I have just stopped and said the mantra of self-ascension, or I've called it up in my consciousness. Four lines, very simple. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And I want to offer that as a gift to all of you today. Write that down. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And every time you feel confused, every time you feel unclear, every time you're having a panic attack or you're doubting, stop. Because what the mantra of self-ascension does is it sends a clear signal to the universe that says, hey, I need a little assistance here right now. And you actually are commanding the light through that beautiful mantra.
And through the mantra, you are practicing the paradox of surrendering from an empowered consciousness.
Exactly.
Guidance is essential if we're going to find our way through the spiritualized ego. Otherwise, we know nothing but the ego.
Yeah.
But when we begin to discern guidance, when guidance is allowed in, whether it's through the mantra, through meditation, I encourage people to journal and journal into free flow,
yeah.
free association, and let the guidance come through on the paper. There's lots of ways. And speaking of lots of ways and lots of guidance, we have some callers that have been standing by patiently.
Oh, how beautiful. Thank you guys for waiting.
And so let's go back to the phone lines. We're going to head over to sunny San Diego.
Love San Diego.
And welcome Risa on line two.
Namaste, Risa. Welcome.
Tri and Kira, how are you?
We are delighted to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Last year was quite a year. I turned 70 on the 29th. I think I'm starting a new cycle. I've had all kinds of changes. My cat passed away right after Christmas, which was devastating.
Yeah.
But I was calling for a mini soul reading to see where I'm at and moving forward, because clearly it's time.
Well, you know, I love, Risa, that you say that. It is time. And first of all, congratulations on your birthday. And my heart is so big around you and the loss of your beloved cat. I so feel that gift. Yet, it's so funny that you would mention that, because it's actually this feline, this cat energy that's around you right now. And it's as if the message is coming in through this beloved being that's looking at you and saying, I have not left you. I have transcended to show you that there is a greater world in front of you than you have been living. And allow yourself now. It's so funny. I just keep hearing all these overlays like nine lives and hunting and finding and being this beautiful being of quiet repose, yet seeing it all. And so for you, my angel, I would strongly suggest that for this coming year especially, it's your time to apply the wisdom that you have gained without holding back. In other words, allow yourself to do what you love and to do it well without doubting yourself, without challenging or questioning yourself, and to feel yourself in a, it's so funny, they just keep using the word quiet, that it's like this quiet wisdom that is moving forward. But for you, it's all about forward movement. And I would also encourage you, if you're not already, and maybe you already are, which is why they're showing me, lots of walks, long walks. There's just this beautiful inspiration for you in taking these walks. And so make sure you're doing lots of long walks somewhere you enjoy, vary it up a little bit, not always in the same place. And you'll find that you'll have this quiet inspiration that will keep leading you forward. You definitely have a very straight, beautiful path in front of you. And I'm grateful that you called right now. I think it was perfect timing. We love you, Risa. Namaste, honey.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel.
Many blessings. You know, it's the new year oftentimes prompts us to wake up a little more.
Wake up!
Where am I headed? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And
or at least gives us a moment's reflection on it.
Absolutely. Well, anything to get past the holiday hangover. And I'm saying that with a smile on my face.
I know you are, but a lot of people are going, uh-huh.
There is an emotional intensity that
exactly.
it requires a recovery period.
Well, and it was a month of second chakra, so it was just so perfect.
Well, let's keep moving forward.
Let's do it.
On line four, we have Tanya from Washington State who is checking in with us.
Well, namaste, Tanya. Welcome.
Namaste. Actually, I'm calling from Washington, D.C. and not Washington State, but
well,
that's
cool,
okay.
Cool.
All right.
Well, we love Washington, D.C.
Well, then you're equally chilly.
How's the
exactly,
weather?
Exactly, I am.
Aww.
And I love talking to you guys, and I wanted to have a little mini soul reading today. I actually spent the holidays from Christmas through New Year's at Teotihuacan down in Mexico, trying to bring in new intentions, releasing old intentions, and now that I'm back in my regular work day and regular surroundings and family, that energy is sort of waning. And I thought today and spiritual tenacity is actually what I needed to hear. I needed to hear about getting out of that rut and you know, remembering my practices and the evasive breath. So I just wanted to know what your feeling is about what's going on with me right now, because I feel that there should be some transitionings taking place and my intentions that I put out there at the pyramids.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I need to share with you that the whole time you've been speaking, I've been seeing the largest pyramid, and here's what they're showing me. And so I just have to show it to you. They're showing me you, and this is like, it's like an attunement. Like you need to do a final anchoring attunement to everything you brought in now that you're back. And here's what they're explaining. So I'm just going to give it to you and then encourage you to go do it and do it often. And by the way, you're resonating with this number 7. So probably 7 times for 7 days would be what I would suggest, like 1 times a day or whatever. I'm seeing you standing, and your feet are really flat. Your arms are, you know, out. They're not lifted up yet. And you're literally calling in, I'm not kidding, 2 huge, powerful rays of light into your hands. And these almost look like lightning bolts to me. That's what it feels like, and that's what I'm hearing. But they're powerful rays of light. And then close your eyes if it's safe to do so. And then you bring your hands up and slap them together over your head. And I just did that with you right now. And it's like hearing thunder. It's like hearing a bolt of lightning going like boom. And as you open the hands slowly, so remember, you bring the hands up, you ignite them first, bring them up, crash, you know, clap them together way up over the head, then slowly open and command the message. Because what happened was when you came back, it's not that there was a split. There was a lack of final attunement. And they're saying there is nothing else I need to give you except this attunement, and that you learn how to do it, and it will ignite the dormant wisdom that you have already harnessed. And then they're showing me, it's so cute. It's like a row of dominoes, only they're little pyramids. But you click the one and everything lines up, and all of a sudden it's like you and I are flying over it right now, and I see the design it made, and it's like this beautiful lotus, and every one of your intentions manifests. So that's what I need to offer you today, and I'm so grateful I could do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Namaste.
Namaste, dear one.
You know, I just love finding real life examples for everything.
Totally. You know, totally. And I'm still radiating. I got to tell you, I am still radiating with these lightning bolts here.
And calling in the light and connecting that. This is just a lovely practice. The purpose of spiritual practice is to bring us back into our authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ego, the mind, the world on the outside of us is so seductive.
That's an understatement.
It's just a hypnotic hologram, and everybody's in their matrix moment.
No kidding.
So to be able to pause and whatever way works for you, and this is a beautiful example, and to command those rays of light into the palms and see them as thunderbolts, smash them, clap
powerful,
them, ignite
power,
them,
power, power.
Is a way of saying, I can shatter the illusion and line up with the cosmic intention.
Boy, we want to talk about spiritual tenacity. You just defined it, my love.
And so, yes, that's why I wanted to do this, is each and every one of you has practices that snap you out of your hypnotism. And if you don't, then go revisit what you know.
Yes.
And do it with fresh eyes. Bring the beginner's mind to the practice.
You know, go to sriankira.com, our website. Click on the daily reflections and read them. They're quick. They're short. Click on the weekly practice. We actually put this out there. This is free, my angels. You don't need to subscribe. You don't need to do anything. Go to sriankira.com, click on the daily reflections and the weekly practices, and you'll be stunned, because it takes tenacity to say, okay, I'm going to commit. I'm going to read the daily reflection every day. I'm going to do the weekly practice and watch what happens in your life. That's what spiritual tenacity does. It opens up our miracle gateway.
Absolutely. You know, when we've been in a patterned reality, and we've all been in one.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever your pattern was, maybe it was high school, college, career, marriage, you know, whatever. And I'm not knocking any of it, but these patterns come with a cultural understanding of what they mean.
Yeah, they do.
And to a large extent, they're disconnected from your individual surrender, from your individual guidance.
Yeah.
And so it's time to perforate the patterns.
Ooh-hoo, baby!
And you perforate them with little dots of light.
Yeah.
Bring light in. It's not that the patterns are bad. It's that we're going to illuminate them with our divine connection. And through your tenacity, doing your practices, surrendering the need to be right.
Right.
Surrendering the need to judge.
Because those are all egoic filters.
Absolutely. And the four steps of self-ascension come into play here about remembering unconditional love, releasing judgment, and be in union.
Now, and then to surrender.
All of these feed each other. All of these support the flow of your self-ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of supporting the flow, we have another caller from another chilly state. You know what? All of those states are chilly, I think.
Well, I think right now they are. Although, you know, we're sitting here in Guatemala in about 82 degree bright sunshine.
We love you. We lived in very cold places.
Yes, we
for many
did
years.
For a very long time.
But we're going to head to North Dakota and say hi to Michelle on line one.
Namaste, dear one. Welcome.
Oh, wow. Namaste. Oh, wow. I'm so excited to hear your voices. I feel like I'm in a huge transition right now, so I'm actually calling for a mini soul reading. But I'm also calling to say thank you. I read your book, The Sacred Union, a few months ago, and it totally shifted my whole perception of my life. As I was reading your book, I signed up for Guatemala, so I'll be seeing you in March.
Awesome!
And I'm here, and I'm ready, and I'm grateful for a mini soul reading.
Oh, well, first of all, my angel, yes, you are in the middle of a huge life shift. And what's so beautiful right now, and I am covered, it's interesting, the chills that I'm getting, and I always call these truth chills while I'm speaking to you right now, are all around my ears, and they're around my third eye, and a little bit above star consciousness, and crown. And this represents your transformation. And as I'm sharing this with you, Archangel Raphael is standing in front of you, and he's reaching out his hand, and he's beaming these beautiful emerald rays of light right into you right now. And I think I'm going to cry. I just have to really, he's just saying, walk with me, that you are illuminating, you are enlightening, meaning you're walking into your enlightenment, and he's thanking you. He's saying, thank you for hearing us. Thank you for knowing, and thank you for being. And he's saying that everything is going to work out even better than your wildest dreams. Keep going. And my love, you are in such beautiful hands. You have said yes, and the universe has heard you. Just keep walking forward. Everything you're doing right now is absolutely accurate. And my heart is so big around you, and I can't believe I'm going to have the gift of meeting you in person, because you're such an amazing being. And so thank you for being on the planet and for saying yes. We love you so much, Michelle. Thank you, angel.
Oh, thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings. you know, life is filled with choices, and choices are truly the stuff of which free will is made of.
Well, and I want to just honor Michelle because, you know, she read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, which I encourage everyone to read. It's really a very beautiful book. But more than that, she took action during the time of the Chakra Vastu opening. Yes. And that's why so much is happening. Remember, my loves, that in March, the reason that we're doing the Cosmic Essene and the Avesa Quantum Immersion in March, we're doing it during the time of the full, we're doing it right in the moment of the opening of the ascension elevator or the escalator, whatever you want to call it. This is a very powerful moment. And so you need to say to yourself, where am I going to be in March 2015? And where am I going to be in that moment? Because who you're with, what you're doing, and how you bring that together will set the stage for the rest of your life.
It's part of your new foundation. And we're going to be having some powerful ceremony on the equinox in March. We're going to be moving forward as spiritual community and deepening our understanding and our capacity to live in joy.
And we're going to be doing the Avesa soul restoration process, plus teaching everyone who comes how to do that, whether you're in a practice, whether you're just using it for yourself or your family. Anyway, it's just, I'm just excited. I'm excited to share because there's so much happening on the planet. And this is about spiritual tenacity. And I love that. And that's why I wanted to honor what Michelle just said, because she called in on a day that we're talking about spiritual tenacity, and she's actually demonstrating that.
Absolutely. And so we are at that point where we have a few minutes left on the show, and I get to recap because I like to do that. And so I want to remind you.
You're so cute.
Today we have been looking at spiritualized ego and spiritual tenacity and beginning to hone our discernments, because nothing that we talk about is hidden. Yeah. Everything that we bring forward is actually available for each and every one of you to connect with and discover on your own. And the purpose of a synergistic spiritual community is to help each other
absolutely
see and recognize truth and to use it in a way that brings joy and fulfillment in their lives. And so with that intention in mind, I want to remind you that your ego is not an enemy. Your ego is just simply something you grow through. It is part of the structure of density, and it's quite useful to learn how to drive a car.
Yes.
You know, and how many of you have found that your mind and your attention was somewhere else, and suddenly your
true
ego knows it. It's, that's my exit.
That's
and,
my exit.
And return the car.
Yeah.
So bless the ego for serving its role. However, that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
When the need for tenacity is actually a commitment to say, I am willing to wake up while still in density. Mm-hmm. I am willing to live a life of a love and alignment while still dealing with jobs and bills and friction and all of that stuff.
Sounds like self-ascension.
Exactly. And so spiritual tenacity is the essential quality that will carry you through the speed bumps and expand the joy elevator.
Absolutely.
Because how do we lift from density through activism into ascension awareness? We hop on the joy elevator.
I love that elevator.
And no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what the weather is, and I'm talking about the emotional weather, the physical weather, whatever the forecast is, you can still be on the joy elevator going, wow, what a view.
Exactly.
I get an incredible view of this life and this world.
Realizing that the joy comes from being the witness. You know, joy is so misunderstood. It's not about the fact that every moment of every day you're dancing up and down, although you certainly can be. It's about realizing that every experience you have is making your journey more amazing, and it's offering your soul everything that it asked to come for.
And joy is actually that recognition that I'm alive. I am conscious.
It's the release of doubt.
Good.
Yeah. When we release doubt, we are so much freer. And that's the blessing, isn't it? When you release the doubt, when you release the guilt, when you say to the universe, all right, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm open, guide me, miracles happen. That's spiritual tenacity.
And miracles are your birthright. And so, beloved listeners, we have so enjoyed our time with you today, and we look forward to inviting you back into this connection next week. And of course, between now and then, there's lots of archives to keep you focused in a healthy way, in a good way. And so until we have the joy of being with you again, bring a hand to your heart, take a deep breath in, and simply know that all is truly well. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.